In a courthouse in Moscow today, a judge rejected an appeal against the continued detention of American journalist Evan Gershkovich. This hearing was the first time the Wall Street Journal reporter had been seen in public since he was detained by Russian security agents on suspicion of espionage late last month. NPR's Charles Maines was at the courthouse today and joins us now. Hi, Charles.
Hi there.
So what was the scene like at the hearing today?
Well, you know, this is a closed trial, which is standard for espionage cases in Russia. But this portion, frankly, was more open than I expected. You know, journalists were allowed briefly into the courtroom where they could see Gershkovich. He was inside a glass enclosure, what Russians would call the aquarium, dressed in a plaid blue shirt and jeans. You know, he looked fairly relaxed, chatting with his lawyers and occasionally smiling at onlookers, despite masked security officers flanked to both sides. Now, this hearing was about trying to appeal the terms of Gershkovich's detention, in other words, perhaps placing him under house arrest or release pending trial. And as you noted in the intro, it didn't work. You know, the court prolonged his detention despite what Gershkovich's lawyers said was an offer of more than $600,000 bail by the Wall Street Journal's parent company, Dow Jones.
Hmm. Well, the State Department here has officially designated Gershkovich as wrongfully detained, right? So were U.S. officials on hand there? Did they say anything about all of this?
Yeah, they were. You know, U.S. Ambassador to Russia Lynn Tracy and consular officers were present for the open portions of the hearing, including the judge's ruling. I should say I was in a separate room for media watching a video feed. But afterward, outside the courthouse, Ambassador Tracy said she found it troubling to see, in her words, an innocent journalist held in these circumstances. She also noted that she had finally been given access to see Gershkovich in prison, but only yesterday, after 2 weeks of trying to get consular access.
I can report that he is in good health and remains strong despite his circumstances.
You know, and Tracy repeated calls for Gershkovich's immediate release while also mentioning another American currently in jail on espionage charges in Russia. That's Paul Whelan. Tracy said both men deserve to be reunited with their families.
Okay, so the ambassador says Gershkovich is in good health. You say he seemed to be in pretty good spirits at the courthouse. Do we know more about the conditions at the prison?
Well, we know some details. He's fed kasha, Russian porridge, for breakfast every morning, which his lawyers say he doesn't mind. His mom used to feed it to him when he was growing up. He's also been writing letters, lots of them, responding to all the mail he's been getting from supporters. And he's been doing a lot of reading, including making his way through Leo Tolstoy's classic War and Peace. That's according to one of his lawyers, Tatiana Nushkina.
He read a lot of books, and maybe he told us that maybe he will write some good novel at the end
about
of the
himself.
Story, about himself at the end of the story.
You know, and I know that sounds a little lighthearted, but I think it just speaks to the sense of resilience that Gershkovich has.
That said, I mean, the story is he remains in detention, will remain for the foreseeable future. Where do things go from here?
Well, Russian officials have repeatedly said Gershkovich was caught, in their words, red-handed, collecting information about Russia's military-industrial complex without providing, I should say, any evidence thus far. Meanwhile, Gershkovich and the Journal have been adamant these charges are bogus and they want to fight them. They argue that talking to people in Russia was Gershkovich's job as a reporter. The Journal issued a statement saying that it found today's decision disappointing, but not unexpected. And Gershkovich's lawyers say he'll again appeal his detention, although that next hearing won't come until late May.
That is NPR's Charles Maines in Moscow. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.